we ought to do, but we haven't had him.
Why? That would be him. He's making in the office.
Yeah, that's what we do, and that's also good.
Describe
acceptance speech laid out not only your positions, but where the differences are, what the issues are. Laid it out in a very clear-cut fashion. What more do they want?
That's why we did it.
Exactly. Refer anybody who has any questions to the acceptance speech. Just spell it out. Point by point.
And also, helping us fly this trip around the country, they can say that we just dealt, I dealt generalities, I laid it right out on the line, foreign policy, defense, we discussed it all, so it's just a bunch of crap. That's where you just brush it off.
Exactly see how to get off of it, and he's got eggs and they are. if the remote possibility that he also thinks is a possibility that they're going to crumble no matter what happens, then you've got the best of
that he still says to the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, suppose they do crumble. Oh, you mean?
Okay, the difficulty is that they may take what he offers and then two won't. That's what I'm concerned about. That's right.
Or two,
even if we leave two in, you mean you might not. Just that simple. It's how two is left in.
Yeah.
He's going to be left in any event.
This council of national.
That's right. That's what the key point. Two is afraid of it.
He thinks because of the principle of unanimity that he shouldn't be afraid of it. So he shouldn't be.
Well, two may know what they're up to. He may see something that Henry doesn't see and all that. Because there's something faulty about that offer. There's something odd about a unanimous council.
There is something else to be said, however, too. There's a lot to be said for doing this right after the election. You come over the.
Oh, boy.
Sure is. Just if the election's over, you have a mandate. Now you say, look, here's our offer. You take it or leave it. They'll come in. Henry's afraid of something that I'm sure he feels in the New York Times and others would say we should seize upon everybody. But I don't think the country's going to be particularly taken in by any of their goddamn offers with an army. We can say this amounts to inflation for communist
government. It doesn't all matter that much at this point anymore.
Why?
Well, once you get past the election, what they come back with and what people get upset about, how you can ride through.
Sure.
And go out and start bombing.
Well, the only problem we have is whether we can ride through with two. I'm flushing him after the election, but we have two. And when you finally come down to it, the only reason I have any doubt at all about being very hard on him is whether or not